This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. So this has been discussed online quite a bit and reported by Malaysia Kini, because it appears that MCMC attempted to remove Twitter posts and hashtags that were critical of the government's handling of the floods and then were unsuccessful. And after a week in which social media has been a hugely important tool to get assistance where it needs to go, also to highlight the issues the floods have brought up, this has not gone down well. So I think we made reference to this actually earlier in the week, that across the board, there have been some hashtags that were trending, especially in the early part of the week, that we simply could not talk about on air. Like, it just would not have been possible. But they were very angry and they were directed towards the government mainly. And I think that perhaps... we'll come to that, but I think it's those hashtags actually that are under some close scrutiny. Anyway, this was reported yesterday, and it all started because a Twitter user going by the name of @badboy2662 shared that he had received an email from Twitter informing him of a request from MCMC, and the request was specifically to remove badboy2662's recent Twitter posts. Twitter did reject that request. Based on the email, the comment that they wanted to remove included a tweet that was critical of a flood fundraising event involving Dato Sri Rina Harun, Women, Family and Community Development Minister, as well as another one, well, directed at Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives Minister Tan Sri Noor Omar over his statement about the eligibility of flood victims to claim government aid. So I think it's worth actually quoting the email from Twitter and then also quoting the statement from MCMC. So on Twitter's side, the email that was sent to this user said, "In the interest of transparency, we are writing to inform you that Twitter has received a request from MCMC regarding your Twitter account that claims the following content violates the laws of Malaysia. We have not taken any action on the reported content at this time as a result of this request." And on MCMC side, they basically said that they reported to Twitter several hashtags that are obscene. In a statement, they also said that the request was made to ensure that the law, as per Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998, is complied with. Section 233 actually involves offences related to improper use of network facilities or services. Might be familiar to some of us. I think we will have heard this section being cited in the past. And like I said, this has not exactly gone down a treat. Other Twitter users have said that, yes, I've also received the same email. We've also seen MPs weighing in. So, for example, Batukawan MP Kasturi Pato has criticised this, saying, "Keluarga Malaysia means nothing if you allow MCMC to persecute those who criticise the government for ineffectiveness in managing the floods." And I think that pretty much is where we're at. So considering, like I said, the role that social media has played and the role that the hashtags actually have played in highlighting issues, in getting aid where it needs to go, whether or not they were polite, whether or not they were critical, I think that in some instances they have actually been helpful potentially. So we want to like look at this balance a little bit more closely. And for that, we're going to be speaking shortly with Ng Miao Ling, Media Strengthening Officer at the Center for Journalism. We'd like to hear from you in the meantime. How do you feel about the attempts to get these posts taken down? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Build Fairer Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking today about, a report, basically, that says that MCMC attempted to remove Twitter posts and hashtags that were critical of the government's handling of the floods via actually contacting Twitter and asking them to take them down. And so we wanted to look at that and what it indicates. For that, we are going to be joined shortly by Ng Miao Ling, Media Strengthening Officer from the Centre for Independent Journalism. We'd like to hear from you, of course, though. How do you feel about the attempts to get these posts taken down? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, Miao Ling, thank you so much for speaking with us. So MCMC has contacted Twitter, like we said, asking them to remove social media posts that criticize the government or have been critical of the way the government has handled the floods. What are your thoughts on this?
I need to make it clear that reporting posts is their job, actually. But reporting posts that are harmful to Malaysians, but not harmful as what politicians deem it to be. Yeah? So they should be reporting sexist remarks, racist remarks. They are not being very rajin in that, unfortunately. They are not meant to be reporting healthy debates that keeps the government in check for the betterment of, you know, the management of the crisis.
And what does it indicate, you think, when online trends like this gain traction?
I aim to make a caveat here that there are a lot of things that can gain traction, but I would like to focus my discussion on topics with dealing with crisis like this, COVID-19, not about racist or sexist remarks here. So it means that it is a discussion that demands attention already because people are suffering, people are angry. It demonstrates that the government needs to do better because from this crisis itself, we know that turning a blind eye to, you know, the warning by opposition and uncoordinated rescue efforts, very delayed rescue efforts, and using the opportunity for PR shows itself, it's not right. It's not something that the government should be doing. And that's why people are commenting for them to do their job. And it's a healthy debate.
And from your view, why is it important for people to be able to speak out when it comes to matters of public interest and in this case, when facing a flood crisis?
I think it's very, very, very important. Very important in, I think, three reasons. I think the first thing is to get as many and as much information as possible because journalists can't go to every single corner to report that. You need to understand the issues and to come up with responses, rescue responses. You need to rehabilitate them and come up with policies. And that's very important. And the second reason is to keep the government in check. And I think we are doing pretty well in that. They are being condemned for their PR shows. They are being condemned because of their delays and prompting them to do the right thing. I think the third thing, most important of all, is the preemptive measure. I just read the news that this may be, you know, some other states may have this kind of crisis again. So the government shouldn't stop at just rescue efforts. They should be coming out with policies by taking account of, you know, people's suggestion and,
and what impact does it have when people are prevented from doing so? I mean, as they may be feeling like they are, right, with social media being watched so closely and so on.
I think that would be a very, very, very worrying trend, and we will never want to go there because the government can practically do whatever they want. So I would like to raise a very encouraging example. For everyone here is, if you still remember Saifuddin, the former media minister, introduced a FINAS Act. So anyone who wants to post a video, you need to get a license. And everyone went to his social media platform and scolded him. And immediately he said that, oh, I'm not trying to infringe your freedom of expression. I think we need to speak out. We need to create that people movement. You know, you decide where is the boundary. So you need to speak out.
And for what it's worth, MCMC has pointed out that they're trying to ensure that Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998 is complied with. That's what they're citing. What can you tell us about the law and how it's been applied in the past?
I think as what Lynn mentioned just now, that probably people will be quite familiar with it, that it's a very, very oppressive law. Why is it oppressive? Because the section allows a person to be imprisoned up to 1 year and 50,000 for posting offensive content that annoys another person. Annoy is a very low threshold. So today, for example, I didn't take a bus, managed to take a bus, and that bus driver annoys me. And today I'm playing with a cat scratched me, and that annoys me. So practically everything falls under Section 233, and it's a political tool now to silence dissent. And just this year alone, it's very worrying. There are at least 236 people who are being implicated under this provision. It has to go.
How would you like to see, what different response, I suppose, would you like to see in terms of handling criticism and critique?
So this is something that we can only hope, lah. You know, not to deny it. Not to deny that they are not doing well. Not to silence critics using oppressive laws. Not to get MCMC to remove healthy debates. But to listen, you know, listen and do better. Improve policies. Improve their efficiency. For people to trust the government back again.
And in moving forward, what are your hopes for how online spaces and conversations are regulated?
Yeah, I do hope that it can be in twofold, that firstly, we need more healthy debates like this. So start speaking out. We need to remove all these oppressive laws like 233, PPPA and all to ensure that we are discussing on things that ensure the advancement of the country. So this is very important. And the second thing, most important of all, is we need to start tackling disinformation, bots, hate speeches and cyber troopers. And this is something that MCMC is not doing well in it, because we have to understand that the community standards of social media. So the community standards of social media companies remain to be very vague, because they have one community standards commonly applicable across all countries in the world. And when it comes to tackling hate speech, they are not as efficient. So MCMC should be working with CSO, should be working with social media companies to come up with contextualized policies to remove cyber troopers, you know, hate speeches, sexist remarks. I think that's the second thing that I hope. And the third thing, most importantly for everyone, start discussing about the need for media reforms. Start, you know, following CIJ, what they have been doing to pressure the government, you know, do the right thing, implement the right media reforms.
Miao-Ling, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Ng Miao-Ling, Media Strengthening Officer at the Centre for Independent Journalism, weighing in on this recent report surrounding MCMC, basically attempting to remove Twitter posts relating to hashtags that were critical of the government's handling of the floods. We'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.